Good morning, and thanks for tuning in KSLM this fine day here on 104.3 FM and 1220 AM as we now present Good Morning Salem with Stacy Ann.
Good Monday morning to you. Oh, yes, the very last day of August. How are you? How was your weekend? I had a fabulous weekend. In fact, I found my happy place once more, got over to the Oregon coast and just sat there and watched the waves hit the sand. And it's such a therapeutic thing for me to just watch those waves. It's like repeat over and over again. I understand it's kind of like watching fire or watching fish swim in an aquarium. It's such a peaceful thing for me, and to watch families fly their kites and walk their dog, and it seems like there's such a normalcy to that. It was very therapeutic for me. And the best little part, you know, last week, if you heard my ocean story going to the coast last week, we saw a bunch of whales. I saw a bunch of whales and was very happy about that. This week, yep, right along the shoreline, not too far in fact, was a seal who was swimming back and forth and just having the time of his life, not worrying about anything and kind of watching us. He could pop his head up and like, ooh, there's more people to watch, you know, and you always wonder, are we watching them or are they watching us? Good morning to you. I'm Stacy Ann. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM, with news that you can use on this Monday, the very last day of August. And I don't know, the weekend, as I got back to looking at the news and looking at what has happened over the weekend, and I'm sure you're all aware of more riots going on in Portland and the loss of life that has happened now. There was a big pro-Trump rally that started outside of Portland and rolled in with like 600 cars marked with Trump flags and American flags and went into Portland, and there was conflict that happened in about 8:30 Saturday night. There was an individual, and his name, Jay Bishop, is kind of his pseudo name. I'm not even sure what his actual name is. Passed away when he was attacked by a member of the Antifa. And they're still investigating. They're looking at all the facts. And I'm sure everybody seems to be videoing everything because everybody wants to be a YouTube star of all the conflict, right? And so it just kind of, it just is sad all the way around. Sad. And I just think, what are we going to do about it? It seems like the last 6 months we've been so upended in our life. Everything that we know about comfort and security and everything has been upended. And I think maybe it's time for a reset. Maybe it's time we get our new normal going, or our new business as usual going. But I came across this little video, and you all know that I love John Maxwell. He's a great leader. If you've not had a chance to check him out, he's got incredible books, and I came across this in my email feed, and I wanted to share it with you. It's about comfort zone, so listen to this.
You know, we all have, I think, one thing in common as humans, and that is we all like our comfort zone. John Maxwell here. Welcome to Minute with Maxwell. I think we all like to find our place and then just get comfortable with where we are and what we do. I just think it's human nature to, I don't know if the word coast is the right word, but we certainly want to settle. It's almost like, okay, I've got life figured out. I've got my little niche in life. I'm just going to settle. The sad thing about the comfort zone is that it's not a comfortable place to stay if you want to make a difference. In fact, people that want to make a difference, the first thing they do for themselves is they make a difference for themselves by getting out of their comfort zone. If I always do what I've always done, I'll always get what I've always gotten. Let me ask you a question. Are you tired of just kind of getting the same results and living the same kind of comfort, boring life? You don't have to be there. There's a zone above that, the challenge zone, where you challenge yourself to be better than you have been and to do more than you have done. to begin to move forward in a direction that's going to make a difference for you and for others. I think my whole life is basically being spent kicking people out of their comfort zone. I'm a kind of the official kicker out of your comfort zone friend of yours. And if you're kind of on easy seat, easy street, I'm kicking you now. Don't stay there. Thanks for being with me on Minute with Maxwell.
What a great reminder on this Monday to not stay in our comfort zones, to rise above to that challenge zone, to make a difference. And I'm excited to share with you that where we're at here at KSLM Reliable News Talk Radio, we really want to rise above and get out of our comfort zone and into that challenge zone and do what we can do together with you, our listeners, to really impact our community for good, right? And so I want to encourage you, if you have things going on that you know of, maybe you're getting back. I saw when I drove around yesterday, we got to ride on the motorcycle. And I hadn't done that in a few months, actually. It's been a couple months. Even though I went to Sturgis and was around it, I had not been on the motorcycle. And we saw several churches. The buildings were empty, but the parking lots were full, and they were doing church differently. A lot of communities doing things differently, a lot of businesses doing things differently. And I just want to say, if you're getting back to doing stuff in the community and you want to tell your message, please get a hold of me. I'd love to help tell your story and come alongside and encourage you. Send me an email, Stacey, S-T-A-C-E-Y, at KSLM.news. And I'm brought in the studio my co-host for today. So excited to have Diana back. She is in the studio with me. She is the owner of the Honky Tonk Barn Grill, and she's become a fast sister and a treasure. And I'm so glad to have you. Good morning. Thank you for being here today.
Good morning.
Wow, talking about comfort zone, talking about challenge. Almost a year ago, right, you were in negotiating and making an advancement to start your own little business adventure. Little did you know, a year later, this is where we'll be. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Right out of my comfort zone and into the fire.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was exactly like that. I was super happy to buy my business finally and start living the life that I wanted to live, get out of my comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And wonderful. Everything was going right. Boom, COVID hits.
Mm-hmm.
Just not anything that any one of us expected. And here we are again trying to find our new normal or mm-hmm. go back to the old normal, which doesn't look like that's going to happen. But what is our new normal? Where do we belong?
Right.
You know, let's just try and keep our head above the water right now and find that happy spot. I feel like I'm an ant scurrying around to find where it is that I belong right now, not just in business, but in our day-to-day lives
mm-hmm.
with our families, with my grandkid, taking my grandkid somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you know, what does that look like these days? How does he begin to make new friends and all of us get to know new people when we're all wearing masks?
Right, hiding our smiles and not able to really do a check-in with people because you can't fully engage where they're at. You can't read their body language when most of their face is covered up, you know.
You don't even recognize people at this point.
You don't recognize.
They don't look at you in the eye either.
Oh, that's true.
When you go into the store
mm-hmm.
and you go to walk by someone, they kindly get out of your way, but they sort of look down and they don't make eye contact
mm-hmm.
anymore. Individuality right out the door.
It's gone. And that ability to connect, people just want to get in and get out and get what they need because it's uncomfortable, right?
Absolutely.
It's really upended our whole everything that we know, even going to the corner gas station. You know, we're creatures of habit. We like to get our coffee from the same place and get our gas from the same place and go to our little grocery. We like our pub or our bar and grill
yeah.
that we, you know, our regular. And when all of that gets disrupted, we just don't know what to do with all of that. You know, there's no outlet for that. And so, like, I think, much like a beehive that's kicked apart in a sense, there's buzzing around and sometimes frustration and anxiety that comes out sideways. And there's a lot of vented up civil unrest right now for everybody, not just, you know, the troublemakers and the agitators that are kind of feeding off of that. It's like a feeding frenzy, but it's also those who have been going along to get along. There's
right.
so many people that have been
working hard at, okay, if you just do your part, stay in your lane, do your part, in a few weeks, the curve will go down and we'll get back to normal.
Oh, when's that going to happen?
And 6 months later, here we are, still waiting for that. And then, I don't know if you caught this news over the weekend. Did you hear there was a reset in the CDC numbers?
Oh, my goodness.
Google that, my friends. Google CDC numbers changed. They've overreported the deaths. I had about six different individuals send me links and proof and all of that while I was gone doing my, you know, refreshing over the weekend. I haven't even dug into it, but I'm curious if any of our listeners have dug into any of that. But apparently they've overreported on the deaths nationally.
Everything came out so fast. How could it not happen?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So the actual deaths, actual COVID deaths, are not the numbers that they had originally. And of course, we know that here in Oregon, because how many of the times when they say we had six new people die, but it was they had another cause.
Underlying condition.
And so a lot of what we know to be true in the past, the sources that we went to for information to go, okay, now that makes sense. We can't even trust that anymore.
We can't. It does not seem like you can. There's no faith in it right mm-hmm. now. None.
And so even in the stress on finances and relationships and parents with kids, because it seems like kids are thinking more liberal than the parents are. And yeah. And because they're influenced more by reality TV and all this stuff that they're getting, social media stuff they're getting hammered with, you know. And so it seems like every corner we turn, there's stress and confusion and chaos. So what do you do, Diana, to stay focused and stay in that sweet place of peace? What do you do in your life?
I don't know if I have a lot of that going on. I always try and look for the silver lining.
Yes, yes,
that's the
yes.
one thing I try and do. But I buried myself into my work just to keep it afloat.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, I guess my peace is knowing that my business is still able to be up and be functioning, and it's not been shut down because of all this.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really where I'm at with it.
Mm-hmm. It's like you wake up and you're like, how can I keep going? Just keep swimming, right?
You have to. Mm-hmm. Just swim upstream. Something's mm-hmm. going to happen.
Yes.
And hopefully I'm a part of that.
Right. That's exactly right. And you were actually locked on lockdown, your business, because you didn't like create some way to stay kind of open during the shutdown. You were shut down for how many weeks?
Well, it was 2.5 months.
And
my business is not that could have survived if I was open just for takeout.
Mm-hmm.
It's too big,
mm-hmm.
too much overhead. And mm-hmm. so we had to shut down completely. But we did, you know, kind of refresh ourselves and get a lot going in that time.
And now you've been open how long?
Oh, since May 21st.
Woohoo! Yes. And so we're going to talk more. We're going to dig into some nuts and bolts on how do you keep your head above the fray during
wow.
COVID. We'll be back after this. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. We'll be back. Good morning to you. Enjoying a beautiful Monday morning. Hello, I'm Stacey Ann. And I have my co-host Diana with me today.
Hello.
We're talking about comfort zone, talking about real life up close. And I just want to give a shout out, talking about real life up close, my friend and his wife, Bill, and his wife, Lisa Sunderland, a great, great community out of Newburgh. They live right in Newburgh, but he has business all the way up and down the I-5 corridor. He has a Country Financial Sunderland agency, and talking with him a little bit about the other day, kind of offline, about all this cashless push that's going on. I posted on the the KSLM Facebook page something that Dave Ramsey had said, and I thought it was pretty profound. And I asked Bill, when we get together again, let's talk a little bit about this cashless push. And he said, yes, let's talk about that. And so coming up soon, probably next week, he'll come back on the air and we'll talk a little more about that. But if you're needing insurance, maybe you need a revaluation of your business, maybe you're personally, you're looking at purchasing a home and you're wondering about how to get that insured, things like that, let Bill come alongside of you. Give him a call, 503-885-0789. Continuing the discussion and the conversation this morning, Diana, I know that you and your team of outstanding, you just have an outstanding team at Honky Tonk, and I know that you had a vision for where, a year ago when you were purchasing this, you had a vision for what you wanted to accomplish in this business. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, my vision is, I mean, as anyone, I want to be successful, obviously.
Sure.
But beyond that, I do want to build a community area for those that don't really have a spot to go, that they want to feel that they're accepted as family,
mm-hmm.
or as their opinion is valuable within it. And I want them to be involved. I almost want everybody to take a little ownership of it.
Yeah.
So that they feel like it is their place to go to.
Mm-hmm.
Community is very important, which is why it's so hard right now with the masks.
Right.
You don't feel like you have a community. Well, mm-hmm. let's make a community of masks then.
Yeah, that's
if
right.
If that's what we have to do. I don't see it going any other way, though. That's
right.
It just is the way it needs to be down at the Honky Tonk. Mm-hmm. We want our big family, and we want you to be a part of it.
Well, I know the first time that Terry and I ventured in was shortly after we moved here, and I went, whoa, what a cool place. It's very spacious. It's very clean. It's yes, you have a bar there, but it's also a big restaurant and lots of space. Family can be there.
Yes.
And you don't feel like you're bringing them into, you know, a bar place. It really is a community place. And I've thought, man, there's great events that can happen. I saw a vision, and it's been fun over the last couple months because I've referred people and said, hey, you need to talk to Diana about holding your event there. You need to talk to Diana. And there's been some things that have happened over the last, 4 or 5 weeks, some pretty cool things. You've had a few seminars and some fundraisers. Talk to us a little bit about that.
We have. We've brought in Baron Robinson with Kickin' Cancer, and mm-hmm. we've done a seminar for him. We've also done, a fundraiser, which we raised $11,500 in one afternoon.
Incredible.
Wonderful. Just wonderful. This is power of the community, though.
Mm-hmm.
Power of taking a little bit of ownership in it. Now they want to give too. We just had our end of summer party where we also did an EP release album party for the Robert Henry Band.
Mm-hmm.
If you haven't heard of him, you should look him up.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful, wonderful. And here pretty soon we're going to roll right into the fall time where we're going to do chili cook-offs and just different little parties. I have my 1 year anniversary coming up, which I'm excited to put out all the stops for it and have just a wonderful afternoon and evening going on. So we have a lot of nice things to look forward to.
Well, and I love the fact that going back to the fundraiser for, was it Rebecca?
Rebecca Smith.
What a powerful story. She's been contending with cancer, and she recently suddenly lost her husband. And so here she's contending, having a health issue and just some serious obstacles in her way. And the community rallies around her. And with the funds of raised that night, $11,000, whatever, change, she was going to do what with that money?
Pay off her house.
Can you imagine the relief? I got the chills just thinking about it. Yes. What the power of community. And so now when I look ahead and I think, what else can we do? And even you told me, you just shared with me, Jessie Lee is coming in this weekend. You've got a concert coming. Is that her name, Jessie?
Yeah, Jessie Lee on Friday night. She's wonderful. And you sent her to me.
Yes, she had. If you all had been to any of the Open Oregon rallies, a few of them, there's been a few since, but about a month ago or so, she sang the national anthem. at and I went, whoa, I need to find this gal. Where's she from? And ask her if she's ever performed locally and would she be interested? And said, here, you need to go see Diana. And now she's going to be here this Friday. And what time does that kick off?
She will be here 6:30 on Friday night outside in our corral.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That should be a great show.
Oh, the OK Corral, too. Did you like Terry? They extended the corral outside and worked really hard and made it more space. And we were over there visiting, and you called it the OK Corral. And Terry said the O'Kate Corral because of all the mandates,
and
right?
And we've been going with it now. It's the O'Kate Corral.
The O'Kate Corral. And so it's fun. If you can't laugh and have fun with the difficulty, what can you do, right?
Well, that is exactly. You have to find the silver lining.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's what we're continuing to do each and every day, looking for ways that we can rise above, keep our eyes focused above all the chaos and craziness and support one another. And I want to encourage our listeners, you know, again, if you haven't been out and about in a while, or maybe you're looking for a way to break up the monotony of staying at home and looking at each other at home, I encourage you to venture out and come to the Honky Tonk, maybe even Friday to the concert, because I'm telling you, you will be encouraged. You'll find community. There's people, friends, and maybe you're not into drinking or you don't really like bars, but this is more like a restaurant. Yes, someone will have a drink here and there, but there are a lot of people. I've met a lot of people that don't even drink. They'll have
Absolutely.
A Coke or they'll have a 7-Up or a spritzer or something else, you know. So we encourage people to come out and enjoy.
It's very low key.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. So.
And you're still doing your Wednesday night Iron Horse night, right?
Wednesday night's Iron Horse along with karaoke and line dancing.
Oh, line dancing.
That happens inside.
That's right. So there's stuff going on the outside in the patio and stuff going on in the inside as
Absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely.
All kinds of adventure at the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this. Good morning to you together on this Monday. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. I'm Stacey Ann, hanging out with Diana. So glad to have you along, Diana.
Hello, good morning.
It's kind of fun music, a little Mandisa to get going on our daily day. It's so fun when I go places now, I hear around the corner, good morning, good morning.
Yes, you do.
People start talking to me that way. It reminds me of Snow White and her little garden, you know, and all the birds talking to
Absolutely.
Her. You know, it's such a fun little intro there. Thanks to Dan Sheets, who put that together for me. And I want to give a shout out to our engineer, Phil. Phil is always behind the scenes making sure everything that I'm doing is sounding okay on your end. And I want to thank some of our listeners, too, who have been giving feedback on the website and on the signal. If you're listening online on the computer or through the radio and you hear things that just don't quite sound right or whatever, thank you for alerting us and letting us know on your end what's going on. It is good to know. And we want to continue to raise the bar and sound good and connect and all of those things. And it is fun. You know, one of the neat things about being here, Diana, is in my new role. Maybe I haven't even had a chance to tell you this personally, but my new role is the public relations director.
Oh, you deserve that.
Do you think that connects with me?
Oh, just a little bit. You might be suited just a little.
Yep, my new role of connecting the community and building bridges. And as someone has said, you're going to build that other bridge in Salem that we need. Well, I don't know about that, but I'll work on it, all right? We'll find people that are willing to say yes, right, and get them on the council. But we are in an interesting time. We know that we have just in a few weeks, in fact, the ballots will start coming out for our election.
Oh, good.
And, you know, John Maxwell, when we started the segment out, we talked about getting out of our comfort zone. And he talked about if we want the same thing, keep doing the same thing, right?
Right.
And we've heard that expression, insanity is doing the same thing, expecting different results, right? And so as adults, you and I know this, we're about the same age, that we learn if something in our past that we've done brings pain, we shift and change and try to learn from
try
it
not
and
to
not
it.
To do it again, right? And so I'm thinking here in Oregon, I am certainly hoping there's a great awakening going on, that people are like, you know, this ain't working out so well. The people that we've elected to make decisions for us, starting at the governor, right?
Absolutely.
That when they get that ballot, my hope and prayer is people will look at that and not get so even caught up necessarily in the party.
Right.
Although I would say voting your values and my values line up more with the Republican Party, right? But I think we really need to call, I think there's an action to be called to say, if they've been an incumbent and they haven't been connected to you, you've not heard from them, you've tried to reach out to them, you're waiting still for unemployment or you're finally getting it and you have lots of questions and no one's responding, do we want to keep rewarding them with that continued leadership position? Remember, these elected leaders are still, unless they're the Salem City Councilor or the mayor, they don't get paid for that. But many of these positions are paid positions, right?
You did say elective leaders.
Elective leaders.
That's
so
right.
I think when we look at that and we've got the book comes out, the pamphlet comes out, and I think, oh, incumbent? How many years? Maybe we need a fresh start.
Well, with everything going on today, I think we need a fresh start.
I agree.
And it's got to start somewhere. So it is a call to action.
Mm-hmm. I think so, too. And it'd be interesting to hear what our listeners think on that. You know, if they think that's enough, what they've experienced over the last few months and the decisions that, and sometimes it's no decision. They're like crickets.
Just nothing.
Nothing. And I am so proud of Amy Ryan Courser. She did a press release, I think, over the last 24 hours about calling action. Let's stop the chaos going on. You know, she's not even an elected person, but she's making statements like, come on, let's get after this. Let's get this done. We need some leaders who are going to actually do something, right?
She's definitely putting her heart and soul into it, and she should be elective.
Yes. And so we're working, encouraging each and every one of our listeners. And there's a program out there, I think it's something about 10 plus 10, that if you take 10 of your family and friends and they tell 10 of their family and friends and share why you're voting for who you're voting for, that will ripple. And I think we're going to see some things happen at the ballot box. Now, here's the question, and I'm curious about your perspective on this. Once the election happens, do you think it's necessarily going to shift and change, or do you think we're going to see some of this continuing on because people are upset that their person didn't win or whatever? What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that for a lot of us, it is going to be what it is. However, there are going to be a lot of people upset.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it's going to calm down right away. I think there's going to be a heightened of explosion of people's emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads to, well, we've been seeing what it leads to.
Right.
You know, I just hope and I pray and I have faith that people will really come together and just know that we have to stop the nonsense that's going on and start rebuilding our own personal lives,
mm-hmm.
start rebuilding our community, start rebuilding United States and what we stand for and what we have been,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, and I don't think there's anything wrong with the message of making America great and putting America first. I think there's nothing wrong with
that. It should be our message.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
And I think continuing to having pride in our country and where we've been and where we're going now, I love the fact that has it been always perfect? No, it has not. We've made mistakes and bumps along the way, just like personally we've made mistakes.
And that's how we learn.
That's how we grow. That's how we learn. That's how we get better. And we've heard all of these, oh, we're better together, and all these little phrases out there. They're true. And we believe it when we have it with action behind it, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
And so when we are evaluating and we're putting on our thinking cap and our common sense way of evaluating when these candidate statements come to us, or we get these flyers in the mail of trying to influence our vote because they can't do anything like they've done it in the past. They can't do the state fairs, the county fairs, where you get the meet and greets. In fact, I sent a email out to one of the candidates for commission for Pennington County, not Pennington County, that's back in South Dakota, but Marion County, the commissioner. And I said, where are your opportunities to get to know you and your message and where you're at? And she's like, oh, I may be having some meet and greets. I may, you know, COVID friendly, yada, yada. And so I'm like, great, keep me updated. You know, she doesn't know me for anything, said I moved back to the area, which I have. So I'm hoping, we'll see if I can get her on the air. I'm hoping to get her in the hot seat where you're sitting right now and ask her some questions. Don't know if it'll come to that, but I'm just going in slow, you know, because unfortunately where we live right now in society is, you know, people just dismiss people so easily. Oh, you have that conservative talk program. I don't want to talk to you. You're not going to line up. You're going to be mean to me or whatever. You know, we've lost that ability to have conversation.
As an adult, yes.
As adults and discussion. And I can guarantee you, Diana, you and I, as well as we get along, there's probably something we don't agree with. I highly doubt it. But, well, but you
maybe,
know,
I don't
but
know.
But because we have mutual respect for each other as adults, we'll walk through that. You know, we will walk through that disagreement and love each other through it. And that's the bar I want to raise.
Absolutely. That's where we all should be. There's mm-hmm. no reason why we cannot have a conversation even about what we don't agree on and still clink our glasses together at the end of it and mm-hmm. say, you know, well, here's to your opinion and here's to mine.
Exactly. And we're better for it. And I think our founding fathers knew that not everybody was going to get along. How boring will it be if we all were like one another, right?
Sure, that's a TV show somewhere.
some kind of script being made right now. But I do believe that there are some basic principles that we can all rally around, and that is that we can put our country first. We do need to get behind our men and women defending our defenders, our great defenders, whether it be our military, the Coast Guard, the Marines, the Air Force, the Army, all of those folks. Plus, now we have in our community right here in Marion County, we have our state troopers, we have the Oregon State Police is at the state troopers. We have the sheriffs, Marion County Sheriff. We have the Salem Police. We even had, I saw a car the other day, the North Salem Division of the Police, you know, all
wow.
of that. So we have a way that we can add value and encouragement to these folks that are tired, especially in the Portland area. They're worn out.
I bet it must be exhausting. I'm
yes.
exhausting just watching it and listening to it.
When you see someone in uniform, an officer or whatever, is there anything particularly that you do or say to them when you see them face to face?
I just like to smile at them and say hello. They're just like the rest of us. They have a job to do, and bless them for that job, because mm-hmm. not everybody could do the jobs that they do, and we need people to do their jobs.
That is so very
true.
We
cannot have a lawless community. That mm-hmm. just What would come out of a lawless community? That's just not right. We have to have rules and regulations. We do. But how much? How much is a good thing? You
right.
know?
We need some structure, and it needs to be clear so people know what the rules are that they're playing. And when it continues to get moved or the can gets kicked and you think you're obeying, and then someone comes in and a gotcha aha moment, and you're like, oh, I didn't realize that. I thought this is what I understood it to be. That's what's weird about this time that we're living in, especially as a business owner, right?
Mm.
They keep saying this, but they're not defining, and they keep moving things around, and it's pretty elusive, isn't it?
None of the agencies can, even though they all have the same regulations in front of them, all the same mandates, they interpret them differently.
Mm-hmm.
So you're continuously, as a business owner right now, fighting, or at least I am, the interpretation of what one agency to the next. And by the way, they can both shut you down.
Mm.
But you get them on the phone together and you hear them not sure of what the same thing means to each other. It's confusing.
And then they're supposed to enforce it and they have the power to shut you down. We're continuing the conversation. I'm here with Diana from Honky Tonk Bar Grill, and rename it.
Here. Whatever it
yeah.
is.
And we are having fun on this Monday morning. Thank you for tuning in. We'll be back after this. Hey, yeah, you.
Good morning. Monday, August 31st, our weather today, it's going to get to be about 79 degrees. I went out and had coffee on the patio this morning. I can tell fall is right around the corner because it was so dark this morning. I lit a candle and sipping my coffee out there, and not even the birds were awake yet. Of course, I get to the studio really early in the morning, but it was fun, and you can almost feel that crispness, not Christmas, that's a few months yet, in the air, but it's like 56 degrees or so in the night, and so you can open up the windows, and we live not too far away from the interstate, so we have that ongoing, you know, noise of the interstate going by.
That actually makes you sleep
it
better.
It is white noise, right? And so this morning, Diana is joining me. She's my co-host this morning. Thank you for coming with me to the studio and enjoying such a wonderful conversation this morning, and we're really talking about life right now and where we're at and how important community is. And kind of off the air here, we were talking about how it seems like there's so much negativity going on. There's so much uncertainty going on where there's really no place to build one another up and bring encouragement. And it's important that we look for ways to add value to people and bring encouragement. And I know I am, count me in there. The whole mask thing is so upsetting. It's upsetting because it doesn't make any sense to me why the mandate continues. We've flattened the curve. The hospitalization rate is way down. To continue to wear these masks, it seems like there's an agenda behind it. There's something else going on. And it's very frustrating. But you're talking about doing some fun things, trying to have a little play with it. I know when we were in the other day, you had a fun mask on the other day and kind of come up with a creative way to deal with it. And I think you could probably market that idea.
You think so?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Probably one of those. I took a picture of Kate Brown and I blew it up to the life-size face and laminated and made my own mask.
Yes.
Out of Kate Brown's face. And it got great reviews.
Yes.
Great reviews.
Yes.
And it was just fun. It put a smile on everybody's face, you know, and just gave them something different to focus on that they could laugh about. And that's
right.
What we're trying. We're trying to find the niceness in it as much as they're muzzles for me, as much as I don't think they want us talking to each other. So they put a muzzle on our face and avert our eyes. But I'm trying to find the good in it. So how many different ways is the mask good? So this month I'm going to do a mask contest for everyone at work and have them decorate their own mask anywhere they want, whether they have a message to deliver or just want to make it pretty.
Mm-hmm.
But something to come out of it.
Right.
Since that's what we all have in common these days.
Right.
Every single one of us.
Yes. And it's become so common. I've watched people get in and out of their cars, go back to their cars to grab their mask, going into a store. And even so that if you're not wearing them, a lot of people have chin guards. That's what I've noticed, a lot of chin guards. And it seems to be if you have it on your face, not correctly, but on your face, you don't get mask shamed as much as if you don't have one at all. So there's like this happy medium happening. I don't know if you've noticed that as well.
Oh, no, I have noticed it very much. But we're required to wear it correctly.
Yes.
Unfortunately. And it should not be normal. It should never become normal. It's not okay. It's not right. It should not be okay for our 5-year-old grandson to have to wear a mask to go to school. This is not our new normal. I'm going to be very sad if that's where this is leading to. I will do everything to fight that.
Yes. And the interesting thing that, again, the common sense, measuring common sense, we're wearing the mask, but we're all touching all the same surface everywhere we go. Even, you know, everywhere in public, we're still touching door handles and touching, you know, the pay point at the cash register. It's like,
and then touching our mask, our faces.
And our faces. And how often are the masks getting washed? You know, I mean, and then the worst of it for me in Oregon, beautiful Oregon, so conscientious about our environment, you know, that we had banned certain kinds of straws and bags and things like that, is all of the waste of the masks. I see these medical masks laying around all over the place.
outside,
everywhere. And Oregon's usually pretty good about litter. You don't see it around. Maybe if they had a deposit on masks, they get picked up and turned in. And
that'll happen next week now. Thanks, Stacy.
If it moves, fee it or tax it, right? Pretty much. But you're creating an environment, and you're even being of encouragement to other business owners. And if you're a business owner today and you're feeling the heaviness, the oppression that so many are in the community, a lot of businesses. I just heard again, now the theater isn't going to reopen.
Yes, so
here in town. And a lot of people just trying to make it work, even with the funding and the help and things. How do you convince people to shop and go to things when they're uncertain to even leave their house, you know, because of fear? You've brought some encouragement to other businesses and things. What words of encouragement would you bring today to them?
Well, I'd like us to support each other. Mm-hmm. There's not a lot of support for us in the government, local or so. Let's get together and support each other. Mm. Let's go to each other's businesses and spend our money. Mm-hmm. Like-minded businesses standing together. So come down and let's have a chat. In fact, let's do it tomorrow night, Tuesday, 6:30 at the Honky Tonk.
Okay.
Us businesses getting together and talking about what we can start to do to start to combat this. And if nothing else, again, just supporting each other so that we know that there are people out there that feel the same way that I feel.
I agree. So that's tomorrow?
Tomorrow at 6:30 will help to keep each other's businesses open.
Oh, I love it. Building some sort of coalition or alliance of like-minded businesses trying to keep each other and a think tank in a sense of
Absolutely.
How do we get through, how do we manage through this season together, right?
I think we have to think outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
What has been working for us, what our normal is
right.
not working at
That's
this
true.
Point. So if we don't think outside of the box, then we're just going along. And we have to. I mean, obviously, we have to follow the mandates right now in order just to keep our businesses open. But how can we think outside of the box? And maybe I don't have the answers, but maybe the next business does,
mm-hmm.
you know, and maybe it won't help my business, but it might help your business to get back to where it needs to be to start to thrive again. And that's what we want to see. We don't want to see places shut down over this. This is horrible. People put their livelihoods into it. Some people work on a dime. Other people took their retirement.
Mm-hmm.
I took part of my retirement
mm-hmm.
to start my own business. Now look where I am at today. You know, I feel like I'm starting it over again.
Yes, and so we are better together, and we can certainly make a difference. So I want to encourage you tomorrow night at 6:30, come out to the Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. If you're a business owner, maybe you're just a community member that want to see business be successful and you want to be a part of this alliance, a coalition, we encourage you to come out. Where are you located at?
2275 McGillicrest Street.
All right. Honky Tonk Bar and Grill. Look forward to seeing you. I'll be there tomorrow night, so it'll
Yay.
Be a fun time. Thank you, Diana, for joining. The conversation goes so fast, doesn't
quick.
It?
Very quick.
Very quick. Thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank
Appreciate
you, Stacey.
It. We'll do this again, all right?
Sounds fun.
All right. You're listening to Reliable News Talk Radio, KSLM. News that you can use on this Monday and every day. Thank you for tuning in. Tomorrow, we've got a special guest coming in, going to talk about an event happening this weekend. You have a wonderful day, no matter what you're facing today. Remember, over, under, around, or through, you and I, we're overcomers. Be blessed.